Extremely local news time. Let's get to it. Sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank from Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey. And we were talking about this the other day. This is the time of year on the east-west streets we get something called Chicago Henge, don't we, Seamus?
Yeah, that's right. Good morning, Bob. And today's the big day. Today's the fall equinox when the sun rises and sets due east and due west, which makes it perfect for the Chicago grid system. Mm-hmm. The sun will shine directly down the streets. And right, if you'll notice, if you're downtown, you'll notice people, a flock of photographers all lined up, packed together, trying to get that perfect shot of the sun, framed perfectly by the sun, by the high rises. Obviously you can see it all throughout the neighborhoods, but in the suburbs, but mm-hmm. particularly downtown, it's framed really well. So if you're on social media a lot, expect a lot of sunset pictures over the next couple days, because it's a great day and sort of honoring Stonehenge, which that doesn't happen on the equinox, it happens on the solstice, but close enough. This is the Chicago version, and I think it might even be cooler.
Yeah, for sure. And tell us what's happening there at the intersection of Irving Park and Marine Drive.
Yeah, there's a pretty prominent intersection in Uptown that's been for sale for a while, and the city council just yesterday approved that it's going to become a large campus that's going to be framed by a 22-story senior housing building, as well as a bunch of apartments. It's of note because this used to be the old Immaculata High School, an all-girls school. It opened in 1921 in Uptown neighborhood. They moved in the 80s, and they sold it to the American Islamic College, which is still in there now, but they've been looking to move, to sell the campus, to use some of the money to keep operating. So it's the school is leaving, but they're going to keep the old historic structure that faces it faces the lake. It's right on Marine Drive, so mm-hmm. they're going to keep the structure. They're going to build a high rise next to it, and hopefully they'll be getting some construction going in the next year or so.
Yeah, glad they're keeping that old historic structure. And a big dedication event on the southeast side this weekend. What's going on there?
Yes, Saturday they're going to erect a historical marker in the southeast side neighborhood of East Side, and it's going to honor the Underground Railroad site at the place called the Tan Farm. It was a Dutch immigrant family who had let slaves who were escaping to Canada stay at their farm. It's right on the Little Calumet River, so it was part of the huge network, and it was a really important part, one of Chicago's few Underground Railroad sites. It was recognized by the National Park Service, their Network to Freedom project, a couple years ago, and now they've finally gotten a beautiful plaque. They're going to unveil it 1 p.m. Saturday at a place called Chicago's Finest Marina, which is on the home of where the Tan Farm used to stand on the Little Calumet River. So all the folks that organized that, it's the Little Calumet River Underground Railroad Project. It's a very proud day for them to get this up and to teach people who didn't know it that they're standing in the middle of a historical site.
Yeah, love that. 557 East 134th Place. Thank you, Seamus. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob. You too.